We finally come to the last Sunday of the year.
我哋終於嚟到一年嘅最後一個星期日啦。
For the past 8 months, we've been studying the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 4-6.
在過去八個月，我們學習緊以弗所書的第四章四至六節。
For the past 8 months, you've heard a lot.
在過去八個月，其實大家聽了很多了。
And I think you have heard so much teaching from the Bible that I doubt you still remember much.
我想你已經聽了很多，多到不知道大家還記得多少呢？
But as we come to the final few days of the year, I want to take a look back on the past year with you.
但是当我们来到一年的年终最后几天了，我就想带大家回去一整年里面。
I want us to ask a question together.
我想跟大家一起去发问一个问题。
Have you made any progress in your pursuit of God?
在你寻求神这一方面，你有没有取得任何进步呢？
I address this question to all of you.
我是问每一位的。
And this includes those of us who have become children of God through baptism.
就是包括一些你们当中已经成为了神的儿女了，就是经过了受洗。
But I'm also addressing the same question to those of you who are seeking to know God.
但同样我都向一些你们寻求神的人发问同一个问题。
Have you made any progress in the past year in your pursuit of God?
在过去一年，你在寻求神这一方面，你有没有取得任何的进步呢？
And how do you tell?
但你又怎知道自己有没有进步呢？
How do you tell you personally have made any progress?
你怎知道自己个人啊，有没有取得任何进步呢？
And collectively as a church, how do we tell?
而我们整体来讲，作为整个教会，我们又怎知道自己有没有取得进步呢？
If you're running a business, it will be easy to tell whether you made progress.
如果你做緊生意咧，咁你就好容易知道啦。
How?
點樣啊？
Just to look back to see whether you made more money the past year than the previous year.
只係睇下舊年啊，或者前年啊，你賺咗幾多錢就知啦。
And if you're a student,
如果你係一個學生嘅話
，it's also easy to tell.
咁要知道自己有冇進步都好容易。
Just look.Whether you have learned new things in the past year.
就是看看過去一年你有沒有學到新的東西。
Whether you have performed better academically than last year.
學術上來說，你的成績有沒有比上一年好？
That's not difficult.
那就不是很難呢。
But if you're a housewife, a mother.
如果你是一個媽媽，是一個主婦。
And day in and day out, you take care of your children at home.
每天你都是在家裡照顧兒女。
How do you tell in the past year you've made any progress?
咁你又點知道去年你究竟有冇取得進步呢？
So what criteria are there for us to measure if we have made any progress?
咁有冇取得進步呢個衡量嘅標準係乜嘢呢？
If we know how to measure our progress or lack of progress, you will also know in what areas you should make improvement in the coming year.
如果你能夠衡量到有冇進步，咁你都會知道咧，喺來年啊，喺邊一方面你係需要進步啦。
Today, I want to talk about 3 criteria by which we as a church can measure if we have made progress.
今日咧，我就會想講下，我哋作為整體教會啊，有3個嘅衡量嘅標準嚟到量度有冇進步。
And I want to base all these 3 criteria on Ephesians chapter 4.
这3个衡量的标准呢，是基于以弗所书的第四章。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 4 to 6 once again.
请大家回去以弗所书第四章的第四至六节。
And today, I will give a concluding message on this topical series.
而今天呢，我就会结束这个系列的讲道了。
Verse 4. There is one body and one spirit.Just as you were called to the one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召，同有一个指望，一主，一信，一洗，一神，就是众人的父。应该说就是一切的父，超乎一切之上， 冠乎一切之中，也住在一切之内。
We see seven ones in this important passage. Seven items.
在这段这么重要的经文里面，我们见到有七个一，我们见到有七行。
Although we read seven items, we are reading only three parties.
虽然我们看到是七行，但其实我们只能够找到的是三方。
Three parties, I repeat.
三方的人物，
Not seven.
不是七个人物。
Which are the three parties we read?
那三方的人物是哪三方呢？
In verse 6, one God, Father of all.
首先是第六节，一神，就是众人的父。
And then in verse 4, one body and one spirit.
然后在第四节，身体，一个身体，一个灵。
And then in the next verse, verse 5, one Lord.
然后在第五节一主。
So the three parties are one God, one body, one Lord.
所以这三方就是一神、一个身体、一主。
The one God is our Father in heaven, Yahweh.
这个一神呢，就是我们天上的父 Yahweh。
The one body is a new people that God is creating. And this people are growing up unto maturity.
而一个身体呢，就是神创造紧的新人类，而一班新人类呢，是成长紧，一直要达到完全成熟这个阶段。
This new people, the Bible here calls one body.
这个新人类呢，圣经就称之为一个身体。
And the one Lord is Jesus.
而一主呢，所指的就是耶稣。
And later on we'll see that Jesus is the head of this people, the head of the body.
遲啲咧，我哋就會睇到呢個一主咧，就係呢個身體嘅元首。
In the past 2 weeks, we've learned that the one Spirit is not a fourth party, but it is God Himself who lives among His people.
喺過去嘅日子裏邊咧，我哋係學到咧，呢個一靈咧並唔係第四方人物，一靈咧其實係神。自己本身，佢系住喺人嘅里面。
This is just the way the Bible describes human beings.
呢个只不过系圣经形容人嘅一个方式。
A human being that is alive has a body and inside a spirit.
一个活人呢系有一个身躯啦，而佢里面有灵。
A human body without a spirit, that is called a corpse, not a body anymore.
假如一个人只有一个身躯冇灵嘅话咧，呢个系只不过系一个死尸。
And so the people of God is a new people where God lives inside them or among them.
所以属神嘅人咧，就系一群嘅新人类，呢群嘅新人类咧就有神活喺佢哋当中。
Just as a human body without the spirit is dead.
正如一个人如果没有灵的话，他就是死尸了。
The people of God, or the church of God, without God living among them, is also dead.
神的教会，神的人呢，如果没有神在他里面住着，这个教会都是死的。
Only when God works and lives dynamically among his people, that people is his creation, is a true church.
唯有当神是活生生地在这个团体里面去运作工作，那这个团体才是活的。
So this passage speaks about three parties.
所以这段经文是讲到牵涉到三方。
One God.
一神。
One body, the people of God.
一个身体就是神的百姓。
But then as the head of that people,The Lord Jesus Christ.
喺呢一群新人类里边咧，个头咧就系主耶稣啦。
Notice Jesus is part of that body.
请大家留意喎，耶稣系属于呢个身体嘅一部分。
He is the head of this people.
佢系呢群人嘅元首个头。
Jesus is part of this people.
系呢群人嘅其中一份子。
Now let us take a quick look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13.
请我哋跳到呢段圣经。以弗所书四章十一节
，From 11 to 13，
由十一节到十三节。
The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of the ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us arrive at the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, towards maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ.
11节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，直等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
In this passage, we see the body, the one body, being described again.
在这段圣经里面，我们再一次看到这一个身体是被怎样形容出来的。
Here it is called the body of Christ.
这里就所讲的是基督的身体。
Why is the people of God called the body of Christ?
为什么神的百姓叫做基督的身体呢？
Because Jesus is the head, is the leader of this body.
是因为呢，在这个身体里面，耶稣就是那个头，是那个领导人。
So I say again, the body is the people of God whom he is creating.
所以呢，这个身体啊，就是神所创造紧嘅人类。
But here the emphasis is that God's work of creating is still ongoing.
喺呢一度咧，所强调嘅就系神嘅一个新创造咧，系不断进行紧。
Every day, every moment, God is working actively to promote the growth of this body.
每时每刻，神正在喺度工作，嚟到叫呢一个身体。
And one of the things that God does is to give the people of God teachers, pastors, so that through the teaching and the caring of the teachers and pastors, the people of God might be built up.
而其中一样神要做紧嘅嘢呢，就系要让教会得到有教师啊，有牧师啊，好让经过有圣经嘅教导啊。有关怀啊，咁呢个身体神嘅百姓咧，系可以得到建立成长。
Well, let's continue reading this passage from 14 up to 17.
我哋从十四节继续睇落去到十七节。
I ask my wife to read in Chinese.
使我们不再作小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，并一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。唯用爱心说成实话，凡事长进，连于于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按其职，照着各体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
So God's work of creating is ongoing among the church.
所以神的创造工程呢，在教会里面是一直进行着。
So there will be pastors and teachers who help the church to grow.
所以有教师啊，牧师啊，是帮助教会成长。
But then God's people themselves must make progress together in love.
但是神的百姓本身呢，必须呢，是要一起在爱中成长进步。
So we've just done a quick review of this important passage.
所以我哋刚刚只系一个好快温习咗呢段经文。
Now I would like to base my three criteria of progress on this passage.
咁我以下要讲嘅咧就系三个衡量有冇进步嘅标准咧，系基于呢一段圣经。
First and foremost, as a church, progress is not measured by the increase of numbers.
首先一间教会有没有成长呢，就不是用它的人数有没有增长来衡量的。
What should be the criteria?
如果不是这样的话，那个标准应该是什么呢？
I mentioned three today.
我今天会提出三点。
First criterion.
第一个衡量的标准。
Do you pray?
你有没有祈祷啊？
I mean, you've been coming to church from week to week.
你每个礼拜都来教堂了。
And every week you hear and learn more about the Bible.
每一个礼拜你都听到更多的圣经。
And maybe besides Sundays, you also join some Bible courses during the week.
甚至呢，除了星期日聚会之外，你还可能周日呢，都参加一些圣经的课程。
So you must be gaining more Bible knowledge.
那你一定是学多了很多圣经知识了。
But the first question is, do you pray?
但我第一個要問嘅問題就係，你有冇祈禱啊？
You know, we modern people may attend a church service, but we may not pray.
嗱，我哋呢啲現代人咧，我哋可以上教堂參加聚會，但係我哋唔一定有祈禱喎。
If you have been hearing more and more about God, about how God is near and how He cares about you,
如果你越聽得關於神嘅事越嚟越多啦。神是怎样亲近人啊？怎样关心人啊
？How although he's above all, yet he's through everything and in everything.
虽然咧神系喺高高在上啊，但系咧佢亦都系穿梭于一切之中，住喺一切之内。
And yet, having heard all this, you do not pray.
咁但系听咗咁多之后，你都冇试下祈祷喎。
Now this would be a clear indication you have not made progress.
咁呢个就系一个好清楚嘅指标咧，表示得到你系冇进步啦。
Recently, one of you told me your experience.
最近咧，其中有一位咧，同我分享你嘅经历。
The person has been looking for a job for a long time.
呢个人咧就揾工揾咗好耐啦。
The person said, "I look, I planned and I look, but I did not pray until the past week."
佢話：呢個人話：我周圍揾工，我去計劃，但係咧，我一直都冇祈禱，直至到過去一個星期。
And all this time, there was nothing advertised according to my field.
過去一段日子咧，我係周圍揾工，但係咧，我冇祈禱，我就冇揾到我嗰行嘅工啦。
There was no advertisement for that field at all.
在我那行呢根本就没有招聘广告登的。
And then, a few days ago, I prayed.
直至到呢前几日呢我就开始祈祷。
You know what? At once, there were jobs in my field appearing.
你知不知道怎样？马上呢我见到一个招聘广告是我那行的。
When I heard that, I said, so you found God is real then?
咁我聽到之後，我就話：嗱，你而家知道神係真嘅啦。
Seemingly, God's message for that person is this:
睇起上嚟咧，神要向呢一個人提示啲乜嘢呢
？You have heard that I'm near you.
你已經聽過我係好接近人嘅。
You have heard that I care much about you.
你聽過我係好關心你嘅。
Trust me.
信任我啦。
Pray to me.
向我祈禱啦。
Why don't you pray?
為何你不祈禱啊?
Don't be surprised that people will go to church, don't pray.
如果你不要覺得很奇怪,人會回教堂但是不祈禱的。
But in this first story, the person was only praying for oneself.
但在這個事件裡面,這個人真的為自己祈禱了。
You know, not all prayers are acceptable to God our Father.
但你知道嗎?不是一種,每一種祈禱,神都會接納的。
Very often, praying for oneself, God may not answer.
而很多時候呢，單單為自己祈禱呢，神又不一定會聽的。
Unless he thinks what you are asking is really needful to you.
除非他覺得你求問緊嘅嘢呢，你真係的確係你嘅需要。
But if he thinks answering you will make you more selfish, God doesn't answer.
但係如果他覺得答咗你嘅祈禱，你會令到你更加自私嘅話咧，咁就佢就唔會答你噶啦。
That's why when I ask, do you pray? I don't pray in any way.
所以當我問大家有冇祈禱啊，我意思唔係任何一種祈禱。
Recently, one of you told me your experience.
又另外咧，最近你其中一位又向我分享你嘅經歷。
The person was traveling in a country in Europe with a friend.Two of them.
这个人最近就去到欧洲呢跟另外两个朋友一起旅行。
And the two were sitting in a long distance coach.
他们两个呢就坐在长途巴士上。
And suddenly, the travel companion had an upset stomach.
那突然间呢隔离那个同伴呢就胃痛不舒服即是肚屙了。
There was no toilet on the coach.
但是车上是没有厕所。
And the driver was not going to stop anytime soon.
咁而呢個司機咧就唔會話好快又會停車。
So seeing the friend have an upset stomach, what did the person do?
咁佢見到隔離嗰個朋友肚痛喎，咁佢點算呢
？The person turned to the friend and said, "Why don't we pray?"
咁佢就向佢嘅朋友建議，點解我哋唔祈禱啊
？The person prayed, and you know what?
呢個人就祈禱啦。你知唔知發生咩事
？The problem in the stomach stopped instantaneously.
咁個肚咧就唔痛啦。馬上不痛了。
Until the coach reached the destination,
直至到呢個長途巴士已經到達好遠。
And the two of them arrived in the room in the hotel.
就到達咗酒店啦。
And then the problem recurs again.
咁咧就肚又再痛啦。
So the friend went into the toilet and got it relieved.
咁呢個朋友就可以去廁所啦，咁啊搞掂啦。
Is that real?
咁係咪好真實咧？
Well, the Bible says, God is your Father who is above all, certainly above your upset stomach.
聖經有講到神咧，你嘅父啊，佢係超乎一切之上。當然包括超乎你的肚腹。
But your Father is also through all and in all.
但是这位天父呢，也是穿梭于一切之中，住在一切之内。
So when a child of God, out of concern for a friend, prays to the Father, God answers.
所以当一个神的儿女，他因为关心另外一个朋友而向神发出的祈祷，神就会答允。
What type of prayer will be answered definitely?
哪一类的祷告神一定会答允？
Let me read to you a very famous passage from the Gospels.
我们一起看一段圣经，在福音书。
Pray then in this way, Jesus said, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts,as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us in the time of trial, but rescue us from the evil one.
耶稣在这里说，你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
So if you have not been praying this way in the past year,
假如你过去一年里边冇咁样嚟到祈祷嘅话
，and if you want to make progress in the coming new year,
而你想喺来年想取得进步嘅话。
Pray along these lines, and you will make progress.
就按照头先我刚才所讲读嘅经文嚟到祈祷，你嘅祷告一定会蒙应允。
Pray that God will take full control of your life day by day.
就系向神祈求，神会每日去完全管理你嘅生命。
Ask God to use you today to bless others.
去求神去用自己，去用你自己去祝福别人。
Ask God for strength to forgive those who have hurt you.
去求神俾你力量去饶恕嗰啲伤害咗你嘅人。
Now, if you have not prayed along these lines,
但系假如你冇按住呢个指引嚟到祈祷呢
？Even though you've made many prayers many times over,
即使啊你祈咗好多祷重复嘅祈祷。
This would also be a clear indication that you have not made progress.
这个呢都是一个很清楚的指标，说明到你是没有进步。
Criterion number two.
那第二个的衡量自己有没有进步的指标呢？
Do you want to know more about Jesus?
就是你会不会想多一点去认识耶稣？
What Jesus is and what Jesus is not.
耶稣是谁？耶稣不是谁？
The passage we read in Ephesians 4 tells us that the growth of the body of Christ depends on knowing Jesus correctly.
以弗所书四章所提到的一个身体成不成长呢，是都很在乎认识耶稣有没有正确。
That's why pastors and teachers are given to teach and help a church to grow.
所以神就给了教会教师啊、牧师啊来到帮助教会成长。
Only when we come to understand Jesus more correctly can we grow together in love.
唯有咧，当我哋好正确、准确嘅去认识耶稣多一啲咧，我哋先可以整体喺爱中成长噶。
But recently, I've been speaking about what the Lord Jesus is, what the Lord Jesus is not.
嗱，最近咧，我亦都有提到耶稣系边个，耶稣唔系边个。
And right afterwards, I receive different kinds of comment from you.
而马上咧，我系收到其中一啲人嘅反馈。
Two types of comments.
有两种嘅反馈。
Some of you said to me, "What you said, Pastor, is very important for everybody."
有些人就说，哎呀，牧师啊，你所说的东西对我们每一个人都非常的重要。
The questions you raise are very crucial.
你提出的问题是非常的重要。
But there was a second type of comment that I heard.
但我也听到有另外一种的反馈。
Today, Pastor, you've raised some very controversial questions.
牧师啊，你今天提出了一些很有争议性的问题。
You are causing disturbance and problem in the church.
但这样说，你会在教会引起很多不安。
I mean, it's not good to challenge such traditional understanding of Jesus as God.
要在教会里面公开地去挑战一个很传统悠久的对耶稣的理解。就是耶稣是神呢，这个是不好的。
It is not good, it is not necessary to spell out the issue so clearly.
去这么明显地直接去提出这个争议呢，是不好的。
But if this is the attitude, that this is regression, not progress.
但是假如我们存一种这样的态度呢，那也都说明这种是一种退步，不是进步。
The church together must progress in the correct knowledge of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
我们整体的教会必须要向着信仰增加来到前进，并且对耶稣有正确的认识。
More teaching is needed. More thinking, more discussions are important.
我们需要更多的圣经教导，多些的思考和讨论是很重要。
But the important condition is this. We must always do so in an attitude of love.
而最重要是我们这样做是必须是存着爱心去做。
Read again in verse 15. Speaking the truth in love, the whole body can make growth together.
再留心看一下第15节，这里说唯用爱心说诚实话，那整个身体才会成长。
We need to speak. Speaking in love.
我们需要说话，用爱心说话。
To evade the question will hinder the growth of the church.
去将问题拨埋一边唔理咧，其实系会妨碍教会成长。
You see, to know more about the Lord Jesus is not the ultimate goal.
你知道吗？去认识耶稣咧，当然唔系一个最终嘅目标。
We know Jesus in order to follow his footsteps.
我哋认识耶稣之后咧，好让我哋能够跟从佢嘅脚踪。
Because Jesus is the head.
因为耶稣是个头嘛。
He is the Lord.
他是主。
Only when every member follows his way, we can make bodily growth together.
唯有每一个成员都跟着耶稣的脚步走，我们才可以整体一起成长。
Criterion number three.
而第三个衡量的标准呢？
Are you making progress in love?
你在爱心上有没有增长啊？
Love takes many expressions.
爱心是很多方的表达的。
And as a shepherd, as a pastor of this church, I have observed many different deeds of love among you in the past year.
我作为这间教会的牧者、牧师，在过去一年，我是观察得到在我们当中有一些爱心的举动。
In the form of giving more and more.
就是譬如付出，是越来越多的付出。
Sharing what you have with others.
同人分享你拥有的东西。
Cooking for others, some of us cook for others every week for the whole year.
例如为别人去煮饭，我们有人是每个礼拜整年都为大家煮饭。
Shopping for one another,
甚至为别人去购物。
Caring for the elderly,
去关心老人家。
Forgiving another person when the person has wronged you unintentionally,
当人有人无意的伤害了你，得罪了你，你去饶恕。
Bearing with the faults and weaknesses of the other party.
去包容另外一些人的软弱和错处。
All these expressions of love take place outside of Sunday gatherings.
这些所有一切爱的表现呢，都不是只是礼拜日的，是礼拜日以外的。
But on this basis, on point three, I think the church has made progress.
所以在这个衡量的标准底下，我个人认为这第三点，这个爱心，我们是的确有少少增长了。
But on point three also, I would like to make one special observation.
但是在这个第三点上面，我都想特别讲一点我的观察。
I want to talk about a kind of love on a different level.
我想讲嘅咧就系呢个爱嘅表达嘅另一个层次。
That is sharing one's home with others who are in need.
就系咧开放自己嘅家俾一啲有需要嘅人。
Not only to come to have a cup of tea.
就唔單止咧嚟誒飲杯茶。
Not even welcoming others to your home to eat a meal.
亦都唔係咧單單啊嚟我屋企食餐飯啦。
But sharing one's home with others in need to stay with you over a prolonged period.
甚至咧有啲人係開放自己嘅屋企俾一啲有需嘅人去住，甚至係住一長啲嘅時間。
Those of us who live in a house or own a house have many reasons of keeping our home to ourselves.
因為咧，我哋每個人住喺自己屋企，或者你有自己嘅屋啦，都有一啲理由咧，去令到想保存自己嘅家，啊，自己用同人分享。
Especially if you are people who love tidiness and cleanliness.
尤其是如果你係一類好中意乾淨、整齊嘅人。
Especially when you have invested quite a bit of money and heart into decorating your home.
尤其是咧，當你係投資咗好多心血啊，甚至錢啊，去佈置你嘅家庭。
Your home, therefore, is mainly for yourself and your family.
咁當然你嘅家咧，首先都係為咗自己嘅家庭啦。
To allow others to come in, not only for a meal, but to stay, might stay in your bathroom, your kitchen, the way you keep your stuff in the kitchen may all be thrown into a chaos, yeah.
要開放自己嘅家俾一啲人嚟到入嚟住咧，咁即係話咧，你要預咗你屋企嘅，譬如廁所嘅嘢啊、擺設咧，你哋可能都會搞亂曬，係咪
？It's much easier to give gifts.Give a meal and buy gifts to give your friends, yeah.
去送禮物俾人啊，或者請人翻嚟食飯咧，會容易好多。
But opening the house for others to share over a long time, that's something on a different level.
但開放自己嘅家俾一啲人嚟住咧，啊，呢個係另一個層次嘅愛心。
This is a clear indication that you have made progress in love.
呢個咧就係好明顯説明到你喺愛心上有增長。
Whether you know it.Or better still, if you're not conscious of it, you have progressed from selfishness towards love for others.
或者你係知道，或者咧你根本冇懷疑，你不知不覺之中咧，係從自私咧變成咧愛別人。
You have progressed towards willingness to share, even with joy.
你變成咧肯同人去分享嘅人。同埋好樂意嘅去分享。
And in the process, you need to clean, you need to shop, you need to serve.
咁當然喺一個過程裏邊，你要去清潔啦，你要去購物啦，你要去服侍啊。
But the benefits and the value of such generosity is observable.
咁但係呢一種嘅慷慨所帶嚟嘅益處咧，係可以見得到嘅。
Having someone living with your family makes the family, makes you, makes your children better.
你有客人喺你嘅家庭裏邊居住咧，令到你自己嘅家庭都充滿多啲嘅快樂歡愉。
Just compare your life without a person living with you, or your life with a person living with you. Your life has been happier.
你只要比較一下，你同人一齊住同你自己一個咧，係咪會唔同咧
？And the explanation is not hard to find.
嗱，呢個解釋咧唔係好難揾到嘅。
Because when there is love.The body grow together.
因為嗰個有愛嘅時候，整體就會一齊成長。
But then, in order to know the value of generosity, you've got to do it.
但係，假如你想知道慷慨所帶嚟嘅益處同價值咧，你一定要做先知道嘅。
And in this regard, as a pastor, I'm glad and gratified to say we've made some progress.
作為一個教會嘅牧師咧，我係覺得好欣慰。在这点上面我们又得到少少的进步了。
Because there is more than one person or one family who have done this out of love.
又是我们当中是超过一个人超过一个家庭是这样实行到。
And so, the church is making progress in love.
所以我们整体教会可算是在爱心上有一些进步。
All in all, these three criteria share one thing in common.
總括嚟講咧，呢三個衡量嘅標準咧，係有一個共通點。
That is, have you put the Bible teaching you've heard into practice?
就係大家有冇將你所聽到嘅道去實踐出嚟咧
？Knowledge, Bible knowledge, does not necessarily mean progress.
知識或者聖經知識唔等於係有進步。
So coming to church on Sundays, or even completing a Bible course during the week.Does not mean progress.
所以嚟教會或者咧參加聖經其他嘅課程咧，都唔等於我哋有進步嘅。
Consider two persons.
我哋想象一下有两个人。
The first person is highly educated.
第一个人咧系受过高等教育。
Not only primary school or secondary schooling, but university.
唔单止小学、中学，甚至大学。
Not just a bachelor degree.
又唔系净系攞个学士学位。
Not even a second degree.
亦都唔系一个硕士学位。
A person may be a PhD.
可能系一个博士啦。
The person may even be a lecturer.
甚至系喺学校里边教书啦。
But a person with little education, but who is kind and generous, is a far better person than one educated and yet selfish and rude.
但是一个教育不是受过很多教育或者受过很少教育，但是他很良善、很慷慨，比起另一个受过高等教育，但是为人很自私、很不好礼貌，那就是好很多倍。
So similarly,Gaining Bible knowledge does not necessarily mean progress.
咁同一個道理咧，我哋聽得多聖經知識唔等於我哋就有進步。
But practice surely indicates that you are making progress.
實踐嘅話咧，就係好可以説明你係進步緊。
So have you made progress in 2013?
所以大家喺2013年有冇取得進步啊？
More importantly, as a church of God, have we together made progress?
更重要就是作为神的教会，我们整体有没有一起取得进步呢？
Do we pray?
我们有没有祈祷啊？
Do we want to know more about Jesus?
我们有没有想认识耶稣多一点啊？
Are we making progress in love?
我们有没有在爱心上增长呢？
I can see there are several areas.The church need to make improvement in 2014.
我係可見到喺來年2014年咧，我哋整體教會喺幾方面係需要進步。
And I intend to guide this church towards this direction.
而我打算咧喺來年咧繼續引導教會向住呢個方向走。
As a faithful shepherd dog, I will work with the Father to guide this church in this direction.
就好像一隻忠心的牧羊狗一樣，我會跟我的天父一起合作來到帶領這個教會。
First,
首先第一，
In the new year, let us pray to our Father Yahweh.
在來臨的新一年，讓我們一起向天父 Yahweh 祈禱。
He is very near.
他是很親近人
的。 He is like air.
他是好像空氣一樣。
Talk to him. Ask him to take full control of your life.
求他去管理你的一生。
Ask him to use us to bless others.
去求他去用你去祝福其他人。
Two,
第二点，
We shall know more about the Lord Jesus in the coming new year.
在来近的新一年，我们会学多些关于耶稣，认识他多一点。
The goal is not to accumulate more Bible knowledge.
目的不是想去增加更多的知识。
But so that we as a church may follow the way of Jesus.
而是好让我们整体教会可以跟从耶稣的脚步。
Three,
第三点，
Let us progress even further in giving.
让我们在付出这一方面继续前进。
Let's serve each other more.
多啲去彼此嘅服侍
，sharing what you have with others，
同大家一齐分享你所有嘅嘢。
Let us conclude in prayer。
我哋一齐结束祷告。